We're John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
This is Dave from the Dave Matthews Band for Rad. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
Hello, how are you doing today? I hope I find you feeling happy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Here is John Whitehead.
No, hablo español.
When a friend speaking in Spanish asked Zach Rubio to loan him a dollar, the Kansas high school student replied in his family's native language, no problema. But that's when Zach's problems began. Although Zach is an American citizen who speaks fluent English, he was suspended after a teacher overheard the Spanish exchange in the hallway. School officials stated that it was not the first time they had asked Zach and others not to speak Spanish at school. But after Zach's father pointed out that the school had no written policy forbidding Spanish, school officials revoked the suspension. The point of law is our First Amendment. No matter what language you speak, the right to free speech is a right in any language, and that's one of your first liberties.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
The tears of the gods. Yes, the tears of the gods.
WMFO, Metro, 91.5.
of course, all the Irish cops here in Hollywood have that St. Patrick's Day spirit, but sometimes I think they overdo it. Three times a day, I got a ticket for passing a green light.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. This evening, we are celebrating St. Patrick's Day with a theme I call the Celtacular Celtibration. We began this set with our featured artist, U2, and Numb from Zeropa. And then a song from our featured album, The Rough Guide to Irish Music, second edition, Mary McParthen, Steve Gallen Brews. And then the Undertones with Teenage Kicks from a spectacular compilation, Greatest Irish Bands. And the Cranberries followed that with I Can't Be With You. No Need to Argue was the album that was from. And, you know, I think that's an example of a song that is really heartfelt and can bring all sorts of emotions just hearing it, which a lot of music does. And isn't that one of the many reasons why we enjoy music, the experience? And then Lion, Oh Mun Lai, Cathan from Common Ground, Voices of Modern Irish Music. U2 once again with the gun mix of their cool cover of the Beatles song Happiness is a Warm Gun. Then a couple of public service messages in there. In particular, we point out Cake, and they listened to their own music cranked up really loud on stage, and it's destroyed their hearing, and that's a real tragedy. They urge, please wear your earplugs, which is a sensible thing to do if you're going to loud concerts, but not listening to music incredibly loud is also very sensible. I actually, a couple of years ago, I suspected that I had some hearing loss from listening to myself and the bands I was in playing music through loud amplifiers. And there are a couple of apps that you can get for free that'll test your hearing, which certainly, as they have in their end-user license agreements, it's not as... it's not going to be as correct a test as you would get by going to an audiologist, a professional. But worthwhile for trying it out for free. And at least along that way, I have some slight hearing loss in my left ear, but overall pretty good. So I was relieved about that. And I understand the left side, because whenever I play in a band, I'd usually be stage right and turned with my left ear towards my amplifier. But overall, we're in pretty good shape. And then we heard from Jerry O'Connor from our featured album, The Rough Guide to Irish Music, second edition, The Curve of the Lake. And we finished things off with Rory Gallagher and Follow Me, a very influential artist. Brian May of Queen really loved him. And what I think is perhaps my favorite Queen song, at least riff, Tie Your Mother Down, he credits as a gory Rory Gallagher inspiration. So there's a... if you're interested in events going on around the Boston area, there's one website, bostonsciencelectures.com, that you'll want to check out, because Fred Hapgood, who takes care of that visits 300 websites in our Boston area to bring you that. But if you're interested more particularly, as I am, in what's going around the Tufts campus, events.tufts.edu is a good website. The departmental websites have extra information, but events.tufts.edu is a pretty good one-stop place. And this week, I attended a talk by UCLA postdoctoral researcher Joan Donovan, and it was a talk called From 1 Drop to 1%, and it was essentially the way white supremacists have had to reevaluate their whiteness based on the ready availability of DNA testing. Since about 2008, it's become pretty economical. And there's a lot of things that are going on with that, but it was a great talk. And the Tufts Daily has an online article that is well written describing Joan's talk. And in fact, there's a picture there, and you can see the back of my head on that picture. Often enough, I love to attend talks and lectures and sit in the front row. I take photos of the overheads that are going on, and I usually don't go back to them. But when I do, I'm so glad I have them. And there were a couple of quotes that Joan had, and I just want to briefly share some of them with you. So there was this one person, goes by the name of Ghost of War, well, and so he writes in after having taken a DNA test to this white supremacist bulletin board, stormfront.org, and he says, I know it's been a long time since I posted on this thread, but I found my birth mother, her family information, and the 4 or 5% of my African heritage that was indicated on the DNA test I took is from one of the families known for slaves in the Carolinas. Oh well, I sure as hell won't make that mistake they did back then. Laughing out loud, I'm quite racially aware myself and date white women only. So this was somebody, well, obviously some guy posting on a white supremacist bulletin board, found out he had 5% African DNA, according to one of the tests, and traced it back a bit. And, well, the reaction that he got, here's one person who says, so you're like 5% black? That means you will cause a woman to have a child that could inherit anywhere from 0 to 3% black traits, depending upon how much it takes from you and how much from her. If I found out I had a significant amount of non-white, I would remove myself from competition for a mate out of respect to the race. It's definitely not your fault, and I don't discount you as being pro-white, but I wouldn't pass those genes on, in my opinion, though. Maybe adoption of bad off white kids would be ideal for you. And you know, it's just so funny, I think, that these white supremacists have gotten themselves into such issues like this. In any case, the views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily represent those of WMFO, Tufts University, the Tufts Board of Trustees, or even this show's producer. That'd be me. Instead, we're trying to go and bring you wide perspectives so you can understand the world better. So, let's get back to some more Irish music as we have about, well, you know, we probably 38 minutes. We may just bring you one long set before Chase Carson comes in promptly at 10 p.m. with the time tunnel. Yeah, you know. Classic rhythm and blues, soul, funk, dance, and disco. And then, around 11:30 p.m., the jazz interlude. So, let's start off the next set with our featured artists, U2. And this is from another Brian Eno-produced U2 album, The Joshua Tree, and it's an outstanding example of an audio processing effect called stereo delay, where he's got a delay, an echo, going in two different ways, and it's incredible. And the Edge, the guitarist, he is a master of that, and I'm so happy to bring that to you here on the Tears of the God Sound Collage on WMFO and Medford.
Mountains, I have run through the fields, only to It's in it. It's like candy. Just taste it.
Mm. It don't taste like candy.
Out how to carry six beers at the same time.
Carry six beers at the same time? Brilliant! Let's drink them.
As I was going over the Cork and Kerry mountains, met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced me pistol, then produced me rapier, saying, "Stand and deliver, I am the boldest saber, mushering the madurum down. Whack full the daddy-o, whack full the daddy-o, there's a whiskey in the jar." I counted out his money, paid a pretty penny, put it in me pocket and I took it home to Jenny. And she sighed and she swore she never would to save me. The divil take the women, for they never can be easy with sha-ring-a-ma-do-a-ma-down. Whack full the daddy-o, whack full the daddy-o, there's a whiskey in the jar. It was early in the morning, arose to travel. A bride's a band of footmen, and likewise Rasher Farrell. Well, I drew upon me pistol, she stole away me rapier. Couldn't shoot the water, so a prisoner I was taken.
Mushel ring da ma do ra ma da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's a whiskey in the jar.
Some take delight
in the fishing and the bowling.
Others take delight
in the carriage gently rolling.
Ah, but I take delight
in
the juice of the barley, courting pretty women in the mountains of Killarney.
Mushering da ma do ra ma da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Mushering da ma do ra ma da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's a whiskey in the jar.
If you drink, just don't drive.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. You know the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Love to you tonight, I can't wait till the morning has come. And I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time you just tremble inside. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Or can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
in it. It's like candy. Just taste it.
It don't taste like candy.
Out how to carry six beers at the same time.
Carry six beers at the same time? Brilliant! Let's drink them.
As I was going over the Cork and Kerry mountains, met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced me pistol, then produced me rapier. Saying, stand and deliver, I am the boldest saber. Mushering-dum-a-doo-rum-a-da. Whack full the daddy-o, whack full the daddy-o, there's a whiskey in the jar. I counted out his money, paid a pretty penny, put it in me pocket and I took it home to Jenny. And she sighed and she swore she never would to save me. The diddle take the women, for they never can be easy. With
sha-ring-dum-a-doo-dum-a-da,
whack full the daddy-o, whack full the daddy-o, there's a whiskey in the jar.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
And proper, and I'll get roaring pissed.
Give me rum, give me vodka, give me brandy, give me beer, give me the chance of amusement or the chance of some good cheer. You cast proud, I'll drink it down to the dregs. I'm hell on legs, I'm drinking again.
I'm hell on legs, I'm drinking again.
Frustration, rage, murder.
Go on, leave me breathless. Come on.
Yeah. The daylight's fading slowly.
been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. So, this evening we've been bringing you exclusively Irish music. And in that last set, we had our featured artist starting things off. You too, with I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. Frankie Gavin followed with The Nightcap, The Frost Is All Over. And then the Irish Celli Band, Whiskey in the Jar. Van Morrison, Moondance. You too, Where the Streets Have No Name. I think we may have had some technical glitches in there. Sorry about that. And we then had My Bloody Valentine with Only Shallow and the Gobshites, Drinking Again. And finished things off with The Coors and Breathless. Backing me up right now is Celtic Fiddle Festival with Leaving Brittany. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back again next week with another sound collage for you. And be sure to stay tuned for Chase Carson with The Time Tunnel. Classic rhythm and blues, soul, funk, dance, and disco music from back in the day. And then in the second hour, about halfway through the second hour, the jazz interlude. And remember, if you're under the influence of anything, whether it's this St. Patrick's Day or anytime, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way, and we don't want it to be you.